All right. Well, as you all know, we're doing things a little differently this morning. And we're doing that in honor of Valentine's Day. And so I'd like you to give a warm welcome and round of applause to today's game show host, Jason Getz. Come on in, Jason.
Good morning, Homefronters, and welcome to the Homefront edition of the Newlywed Game. Though, it's not really newlywed, it's more like not so newlywed. But we're going to give it a shot this morning, we're going to see how it goes. We have three wonderful couples that are going to come up and join us. Let me ask you to give a big round of applause. First, we have Randy and Sharon Stackpole. Married 9 years. Sharon likes mountain climbing. Randy likes long walks on the beach. Next, we have Mike and Katie Yang. Where are the Yangs? Give them a big round of applause. Oh, what did I say? Did I really? Kelly, I'm so sorry. Now that's the thing not to do as a game show host right there. Okay, that was, I ask for forgiveness now. Mike and Kelly. And finally, we have John and Aaron Hazlett. Married like, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years, something like that? 21, awesome. All right, give our contestants a big round of applause. You guys probably know how the Newlywed Game works, right? So you're ready to go. So what we're going to do first is you don't? Okay, well, let me explain it to you. The men are up first. So we're going to take our ladies off stage to a very secure soundproof facility, okay? So ladies, if you could follow Greg, he's going to put you into the soundproof facility. And what's going to happen is we're going to ask the guys questions. Then when you come back, you're going to see if you can answer the same way that they just answered. So that's how the Newlywed Game works, okay? So we're going to ask you gentlemen a series of questions, and you're going to tell me your answer, and then you're going to write it down on that sheet of paper, and then you're going to hold it up when we reveal the answers, when the ladies come back in. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the first question for the men is this. Which of your wife's friends do you find the most annoying? I'm kidding. We're not going to do that, okay? This is the newly wed game, not the newly dead game, okay? That is not the first.
I'm going to ask if we can put
in-laws. In-laws don't count. No. No, here's your real first question. Your first question is this. Who does your wife talk on the phone with the most? Who does your wife talk with on the phone most? John, who does your wife talk to on the phone the most?
Her sister, Jenny.
Her sister, Jenny. Okay. Mike. How about Katie, or as some people call her, Kelly?
Let me think about this one for a minute. I would say maybe her mom.
Her mom, okay, excellent. Mr. Stackpole.
Work.
Work, not a person, just work.
Yeah, work.
Excellent, okay. Set that one aside, have it ready to go when the ladies come back in. Gentlemen, your next question is this. What is your spouse's favorite comfort food? What is your spouse's favorite comfort food? So when they're stressed, when it's been a long day, when they're having a rough one, where do they go? Do they go ice cream? Do they go Doritos? Where do they go? Spouse's favorite comfort food.
My wife is pregnant right now. It's like a shotgun. I mean, Anything.
I don't know if that's a good answer.
I'm gonna go chocolate right now because that's a mainstay, but dude, it could be pickles.
I've been married a few years. I would not recommend putting anything down, okay?
I'm not going to put everything. Definitely not going to be everything.
Okay, so what do you think?
We're going to go with chocolate.
Chocolate, okay.
I, too, will say chocolate.
Chocolate, okay. John?
I'm going to go ice cream.
Ice cream, okay. Excellent. Write that those down on your sheet of paper. And flip it over. Gentlemen, your third and final question is this. Who takes longer to get dressed, you or your spouse? Who takes longer to get dressed? Softball question, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll see. What do you think, Mike?
I will say Kelly.
Kelly, okay.
She does.
You're pretty good looking. It might take a while to get that hair. Yeah, that takes time.
She does.
Okay. Should I even ask you, John?
You don't even need to ask, brother.
Me, okay. All right, let's bring our ladies back from the soundproof room. And guys, you know, and the newlywed game, if you don't know, like when you get an answer right, most of the times they like kiss, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if you get an answer right, I mean, you don't have to. There's no pressure. These guys want to see it. But, you know, when you get an answer right, you kiss, you celebrate together. All right, ladies, come on back in. All right, we'll start with the Hazlets. The men's first question was this. Who does your wife talk on the phone with the most? Aaron.
My sister, Jenny.
Jenny, yes. There we go. I like it. Yes. Kelly.
I have a home-based business, and a lot of the times when I'm on the phone, it's with customers.
Customers. Okay, customers is the answer. Mike said, your mom. Oh, it was a good try. It's just a warm-up. It'll get better from here. Sharon, who would he say?
I'm not a phone talker, so I'll go with my mom.
Oh, work. Yeah, well, it's not really a person, but that's what he went with. I tried to talk him out of it, but he didn't want to. Okay. Our second question to the men was this. What is your spouse's favorite comfort food? So ladies, when it's been a tough day, where do you go? What do you consume? Kelly, I'll start with you first.
Is it food or
it's
drink?
It's food. Wow. Tim, we're not recording this morning, are we? Wow. The last thing we want is this on the internet. Okay.
Hot chocolate anyway.
sure. Yeah.
What if it's food chocolate?
Yeah, me and Jack, right? Okay.
Chocolate.
Chocolate is the answer. Yes. Yes. Sharon, what do
you? Ice cream.
Ice cream? Randy chocolate. Said chocolate as well.
Hazlet.
Uh-oh, the pressure is on the Hazlets here. Aaron, what did John say was your favorite comfort food?
I know what he'd say this week, but I think that would be different. Can you give me a hint? Was it this week's?
Just in general. Just
over
in general.
The decades, it's been popcorn.
Popcorn. John's answer was ice cream. Oh, great job on round one. I like the results. I like where we're going. We're in good shape. Men, I'm going to ask you to step off into the soundproof room now. Wait, did I? Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, thank you for catching me.
I'm going to fire you.
I should be fired.
Did Kelly notice that on the Ellen Show, there's usually food and stuff back there for them?
Just an observation
that she had.
There's a whiteboard. What more do you want? There's a whiteboard. There's markers. You can draw. Jeez. Some people, nothing's good enough. Okay, who takes longer to get dressed? You or your spouse, Sharon?
Hands down, me.
Hands down. Randy agrees. Who takes longer? Oh, she said Mike. And he said, wow. Aaron, who takes longer?
Hazlet. You.
Hey, well, you're both Hazlet, but.
John.
Yes. Before the men leave, I just want to take a few moments to thank our sponsors for the show. The Newlywed Game would not be possible without two key sponsors for our organization. So I'd just like to take a moment and tell you a little bit about each of them.
Hey, are you golfing today?
Yeah.
It's the second time this week.
But you said it was fine.
It is fine. It's perfectly fine.
Are you confused by female behavior? Wish you had a translator to understand what she means? Well, you're in luck. Introducing the Manslator, a revolutionary device that translates woman language into simple man words. Finally, the power to know what she means.
Okay, cool. Let me just check with my wife. Hey, babe, a tea time opened up later. You mind if I go?
Fine, if that's what you want to do.
No go! Stay home!
On second thought, I think I'll just stay here with you and watch The Notebook.
Now that's more like it. The Manslator uses emotion deciphering technology to help you out of the toughest jams.
Hey, is everything okay? You sound upset.
Why would I be upset?
Forgot anniversary, jerk!
Oh, no way! Happy anniversary, babe.
You remember?
Come on, of course I did.
Thanks to the Manslator's patented FemLogic processing chip, now any man can decode statements like,
"Are you wearing that?"
"You change now."
"Hey, do you want to get some coffee?"
"Me want coffee."
"Do you think she's pretty?"
"You think she's prettier than me?"
"Aw, you're such a good friend."
"Me never date you."
"I'm fine."
"Me not fine."
"I'll be ready in 5 minutes."
"Me ready 30 minutes."
"Do whatever you want." Could you rub my shoulders a little bit?
No, hanky-panky.
The Manslator even works on men. Finally, women can learn the deeper meaning of his words.
Whoa.
Your beauty is stunning.
Hey, mind if I catch a movie with the guys?
You are a lovely, wonderful woman who meets all of my needs. And even though I will miss you, this night I wish to see Death Cop 9 with my bro.
I'm fine.
I'm fine, really. Stop looking at me.
The Manslator can even be customized, with voices of real celebrities being impersonated, like Yoda.
"In much trouble you are. Do the doghouse, coach."
Or Mr. T.
"I pity the fool who leaves toilet people."
So get your Manslator today. Clarity is just a phone call away.
You need by me.
We are so thankful for the generous contributions of the Manslator. And it's not often, we do commercials, but it's not often that we actually have a real customer testimony. So I was so thankful that Greg offered to come up and do a customer testimony for this last product. Come on up, Greg. Yeah, it's right here. It's right here. It's the one you wrote out, remember? So just read that and you'll be fine. So thanks for sharing how this has made a difference for you.
Sure. Okay. I'm very sorry. When Kathleen and I first moved here to D.C., we realized it was going to be a different pace of life. Professionally, this was a fast-paced environment and the stakes were high. I knew I needed something to differentiate myself from the competition. In my personal life, status quo wasn't enough. Kathleen was looking for the sizzle we had back in our dating years. I knew that it was time for a change. I found everything I was looking for and so much more with big, sexy hair. Thank you, big, sexy hair, for changing my life and making me the man I am today.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg.
Obviously, it didn't work.
Okay, now we're going to take our men off stage to the very secure soundproof room. We're going to move on to round two of the newlywed game. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Greg. Could you make sure that the airlock is secured, please? Thank you. All right, ladies, are you ready? Now, if you didn't hear the directions before, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to answer me verbally. And then you're going to write it down on that sheet of paper so that we can reveal it when your husbands come back. You guys ready to go?
Sure.
Okay, question number one for the women is this. What gift that your spouse gave you came as the biggest surprise? What gift that your spouse gave you came as the biggest surprise? I'm going to start down here with you, Sharon.
I think he has a really hard time surprising me, so probably the biggest only surprise is my engagement ring, which I forgot to put back on.
The engagement ring. Excellent.
So the one thing that comes to mind is he just recently got me
a snowboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that I didn't expect that. I wasn't ready to make that kind of commitment to snowboarding. But he made it for me.
Kelly, do you even know how to snowboard?
You know what? That's a loaded question.
Okay. Interesting. Definitely a surprise, though. Aaron.
For our 7th anniversary, he got me a Tiffany bracelet and engraved 7 years of life and love and hid it in a guitar case and then took me to Annapolis and sang to me, and then out of the guitar case came the bracelet. Totally wasn't expecting that.
Wow. If you ever get sick of him, boy. He did good. He did good. Impressive. Well, hopefully he remembers. That's impressive. I don't know how you put that on one sheet of paper. Yeah. I don't know. Shiny thing in guitar. Okay. All right. Put that sheet behind. We're moving on to question number 2 for the ladies. It is, who was interested in marriage first, you or your husband? Which one was interested first? What do you think, Kelly?
I think it was mutual. Because
that's not that you can't answer that way. You're going to throw him off.
Okay. I guess
it's a binary question. You got to go him or you.
Okay. I'll have to say me.
You. Okay. All right. Sharon.
I'm going to say him because he had to move up to Chicago so he could pursue me for more serious relationship.
Yeah. So he was pretty serious. He was committed. Excellent. Aaron.
Definitely John. Yeah, he told me like on the 3rd date, I won't tell you I love you until I ask you to marry me.
Wow.
And I thought he was
nuts. Head over heels.
I thought he was crazy.
Head over heels. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, and finally, you guys get that one written down? You ready to go? Finally, question number 3. What one item of clothing does your husband wear that you just can't stand?
There's 2. Can we write down 2?
You got to narrow it down to 1. Which one do you like the least? Which one item of clothing? Keep it clean, ladies. Keep it clean. Okay, Aaron, you're up first.
His blue sweater with the hole in the elbow.
Okay, the blue sweater with the hole. But that's a comfy sweater. John loves that one.
Yeah, if he's not wearing that, he's wearing the ugly hunter green sweatshirt.
Oh, gosh. His socks that have hole in them.
His socks?
Yes,
okay.
And when I throw them away, he's like, where's my sock?
Does he go and pull them out of the garbage?
He doesn't do that because usually he doesn't know where to look.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like me throwing away his socks.
Okay. Excellent.
His parents gave him a pair of pajama jeans.
Jeans.
They're like 6 sizes too big. They're really baggy, which is apparently really comfortable.
Yeah.
But they're like the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And he used to wear them every day that he was off work at home. I don't know. They might have gotten purged out of the closet, but that's hands down.
The pajama jeans. Who would have thunk it? I never heard of such a thing. All right. Let's bring our gentleman back in. Hide your answers, please. Pajama jeans. Where does one get those?
Don't ask.
Okay. All right, men, come on. Welcome our guys back. Okay. Gentlemen, how was the secure facility?
It was cold.
Yeah, we make it that way for a reason. Exactly.
A small fridge.
The first question that we asked your wives was this. What gift that your spouse gave you came as the biggest surprise? The biggest surprise.
Can you start down there?
Sure. I'll start down there, John. Randy, what was the biggest surprise that you gave her?
That I gave her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. That's not a good response. Mike, we'll start with you instead. That you gave her.
I gave her? A snowboard?
A snowboard! Was correct, yes. Nailed it. Impressive. By the way, we heard that she doesn't even know how to snowboard.
She does.
Oh, jeez.
Twins!
Surprise! Here are the twins. How do you move on from that? Whew. All right.
I'll say a necklace.
Can you be more specific?
A pretty necklace?
She remembered the details.
Oh!
Yeah, that, so not
she
necklace.
Went
she went back.
Back. She went way back.
Yeah, so it was a Tiffany bracelet in a guitar. Everybody, it was like a, oh. You know that sound, ladies? Oh.
It was more recent.
No, she went all the way back. It was touching. It was touching. Okay, question number two. Who was interested in marriage first, you or your husband? Who was interested in marriage first? I'm going to start with you, John.
Husband.
Husband. The answer was John. Yes. Mike, who was interested in marriage first, you or Kelly?
I'm going to say me.
Yay!
Well played. There is no prize, okay? You don't have to cheat. You don't have to cheat. Okay, Randy.
I was. Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yep, for sure. Okay, our final question to the ladies was this. There we go. What one item of clothing does your husband wear that you just can't stand? What one item of clothing do you have that your wife cannot stand? Give you a minute to think about it. I know there's lots of choices, but we just need to hone in on one. Which one does she dislike the absolute most? Randy, I'm going to start down here with you.
I have an amazing pair of pajama pants that...
Yes! Yes!
Yes.
So I got to ask you, what exactly do jean pajamas feel like?
Phenomenal. Can I have an exemption to wear them to church?
A different church.
Please do not. Okay, Mike.
I'm not even sure. Could be a t-shirt that has some holes in it?
She narrowed it down to a group of things. Apparently, you have lots of socks. Holy socks. Yeah. Okay, finally, John, which one of those stylish items in your closet does Aaron absolutely detest?
It's a green sweatshirt with stains on it.
I was between the two.
I know, that's what I said.
I love that sweater.
I said. I've seen that sweater. I know.
Everybody has seen this sweater.
Hey, let's give a big round of applause to our contestants on the Newlywed Game. So why do we do that this morning? Yeah, it's Valentine's Day, and yeah, we knew it was going to be thin because we have youth retreat and all sorts of things going on this morning. But why? Why do we take the time to just be together and laugh? Why do we take the time as a community just to enjoy one another? Well, the reason is because we need one another. And sometimes it's good just to come up for air and just laugh a little bit on a Sunday morning and just enjoy being together. In fact, that's how God designed it. We've been talking about big kids for 2 weeks. And in week one, we talked about, just drew a blank on what we talked about. Week two, we talked about how when we have something difficult, oh, I remember. In week one, we talked about how we leave our parents' home, but we never leave our parents' honor. So we have to continue to honor our parents. And for some of us, that's a really hard thing. Because maybe our parents aren't that honorable in some areas. So what do we do with that? And then we unpacked the how do we do that in week two. And we said that when we talk to our parents, even if we disagree with them, we need to do it in a loving way. We need to be careful with the words that we use. You see, as we turn the corner here and enter into the last week of Big Kids, there's going to be a point when your parents aren't around some more. And some of you feel this more than others. So my parents entering into their 80s, both this year. I see the limited time that I have with my parents left. I see that I'm not going to have mom and dad for that much longer. And some of you have already said goodbye to some. Some of you are in that process right now. Some of you, it's so far off. Your parents are in their 40s, 50s. They're healthy. You think, oh, that's not going to happen for a while. But no matter where we are in this spectrum, there's a progression that needs to take place as we start to build out our family. And I'm not just talking about your kids. I'm talking about your greater family, because God has given us a bigger family. It's important that we sit here this morning and laugh together, because God has given us a bigger family. Christ put it like this. He said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands." What he's saying is that there's a progression that takes place in the Christian life, being a follower of Jesus, where we start to leave things. We might leave, some of you might have left your house where you grew up, like me in Pittsburgh. Some of you might leave brothers or sisters, father or mother, children or land. You start to kind of separate yourselves because someone might not see things the same way you are. Greg touched upon it last week that within our homes, within our extended homes, with our in-laws, they might be believers in Christ. They might be wise counsel. They might not be wise counsel. Even if you did grow up in a Christian home, there might be times when your Christian parents don't give very Christian advice. They don't give wise advice. And you have to learn how to disagree, but disagree with respect. There's a distancing that takes place. And for some of you, you know that distancing will get greater and greater, and eventually your parents won't be there. And that's what Christ is alluding to here. There's going to be a separation that takes place. And then he goes on to say, for Christ's sake, because being a follower of Christ makes you different. And those that aren't followers of Christ, there's a separation that takes place, not in the sense of not evangelizing and going back and sharing the gospel with them, but just a separation that takes place. And for the gospel, that good news that says, I don't have to be perfect. The whole mask, faking it, telling people everything's great when my life is falling apart, not admitting my faults, I'm never wrong. All of that cover up, you don't have to do that, because the gospel says that nobody's perfect, but Christ made a way that for imperfect people to go to a perfect place, that is heaven, and that way is Christ. For the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold when they go to heaven. Receive 100-fold when they go to heaven. If any of you have your Bibles open, when I read that verse, you know that I purposely read it wrong. Because you're not going to increase 100-fold in brothers and sisters and mother and father and children when you go to heaven. That's not what this verse is talking about. If you read on, it makes it clear that that's not what this verse is talking about. The actual verse reads like this: who will receive 100-fold now in this time. So what does that mean, that we're going to receive now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands? As it continues on, what does it mean we're going to receive that now? It means that we receive that now because our family is not just our blood family. Our family is our Christ family. Our family is not just our blood family. Our family is our Jesus family. And I would venture to throw out there, for some of you, your family is or is becoming Homefront. It's becoming a community. As I look around this room, there have been people that have walked with me for a long, long time. My family has increased, not just my 7 children. My family has increased. Bridget and I, and some of you know our story, nobody on either side of our family, save one brother on my side, believes in, follows Christ. We don't have followers of Christ in our family. Does that mean that we don't spend time with them, that we don't see them, we don't love them? No. No, we love them and we spend time with them. But what it means is they think very differently than we think. They believe very differently than we believe. They don't use the guidebook that we use for our lives. And you can tell. In some examples, the difference is far more extreme than others. But you can tell. But what God says is that When one of you has left, when you've left things behind and you've moved on, you'll receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers. What does that look like? It looks like a community that follows Christ. It looks like a community that follows Christ. It looks like when you sit down for breakfast every Friday for 7 years with the same guy. That's what it looks like. When you pour into someone, it looks like when you have a family that loves us so much. If anything would ever happen to Bridget and I, the Cassidas, even with all of their kids, they would be the first ones to jump up and say, what can we do? What can we do? And for some of you, I know that you're relatively new and you're like, well, you're the guy up front. It's different for you. No, that started a long, long time ago. That didn't start right here at Homefront. It started a long time ago. But it takes time. It takes time to develop those relationships. And there's new ones coming along. So when the Stackpoles call me and they say, Jason, we would do anything for you and your family, that's a relationship in the last year that's formed here at Homefront. But God says, I'm going to increase 100-fold now in this time here on earth, not when you die and go to heaven. Here on earth, I'm going to increase your family with people that love you and care for you. And in some ways, different than my blood family, more so than my blood family. God has increased my family 100-fold with a network of people to support me, but it takes time. I've been here 14 years at Reston Bible Church, on staff 4 years. Those relationships started a long time ago because I knew that if I was going to leave my mother and father and start down this path of following Christ, that I needed support. We need support. Isn't it nice to come in here this morning and laugh together? Just enjoy our time together, to enjoy being in community. And some of you are new. Some of you are new to RBC. It's going to take some time for you to dig those roots. Some of you are brand new to Homefront, but you came here because you don't have a community. And our default is to go back and look at our family, whether broken or not, and that be our community. But God is saying, I'm going to increase 100-fold, but it continues on. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands. So my land being the homes, all the homes of the people here and within RBC that would do anything, give anything for Bridget and I. I feel like I have more children. When some of your kids come up and hug me, they hug me sometimes harder than my own kids. And I love that. I love that I have more children than the 7 that the Lord has given me. So we have those things, but it continues on. With persecutions. What does that mean? It means that when we invest in community, it's not going to be easy all the time. You know, there's even the people that I pointed out here, we have differences, and I'm sure sometimes I drive them nuts. And we have differences, and there's going to be clashes. But there's the same in my blood family. It's just different with my community here. And they're going to go through tough times. I once heard a pastor say this. Life is messy. If you're a follower of Christ, pick up a stinking mop. Because it is. If you think you're going to invest in this perfect family that has it all together, and they're always going to be able to support you, and nothing's going to go wrong, and you're never going to have to walk with them, you're crazy. The people that I pointed out this morning and many more have gone through situations with Bridget and I that are hard. It's ugly. It's messy. It's sinful. It's my sin. It's their sin. It's situational. It's sickness. Some of you in this room are walking with Denise Madison right now through the situation we talked about a few weeks ago. It's messy. It's hard. It comes with persecution, but it's worth it. And in the age to come, eternal life. That's the end. Community here and in age to come, a wonderful community with the heavenly hosts saying, praise God, praise Hosanna in the highest forever and ever. That's eternity with them. The big idea? Your Christ family is bigger than your blood family. Your Christ family is bigger than your blood family. The blood family comes naturally. It's just because your parents had you. That's your blood family. Your Christ family takes a little bit of work, but that's what we're working on here in Homefront. For us to have a Christ family that supports us, wherever we are in that spectrum of having our own blood family, a Christ family that supports us, because your Christ family is bigger than your blood family. Let's pray. Father, thanks for an opportunity just to come together to laugh and enjoy life together, to have three couples up here just being willing to be silly. And Lord, we thank you for that time. Father, thank you for the community that you're building here. I praise you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of Homefront. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of a community. Thank you for the many, many people in this room and outside that you've blessed me with as part of my Christ family over the years. Mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, children, Lord, that you've given me as part of my Christ family. And Lord, my prayer is that wherever we are in the spectrum of having a Christ family to be having a full Christ family, Lord, Father, I pray that we would appreciate what we have and yearn for what we don't have. Lord, if there's a couple in here that longs for that community, I pray that this would be the start right here in this room of giving them a Christ family that supports them through the persecutions, Lord, through the trials, through the tribulations. And Father, we pray that that family, that Christ family, would be exactly that, Christ-focused, Jesus-honoring. And Father, we pray these things in your matchless name. Amen. So this morning is a little bit different on a lot of fronts. But I'm going to give you announcements. We actually don't have to clear out of here because the youth is gone for the weekend. So you can take your time. Eventually, you do have to go get your kids. Okay, you can't just leave them over there. So like 10:15-ish, 10:20-ish, if you need to start meandering over there just to get your kids because it's a rough weekend with everybody out and a lot of our volunteers gone. But you can just stay and talk. And I just have a homework assignment for you that you can do on your own because I don't want you to answer it here at the table. Just spend time together and hang out. But before I let you go to that time, just a few announcements. Shame on me. And are they here? I thought I saw them. Kwiatkowski's. There they are. Shame on me. I knew this last week and I forgot to say it. Happy anniversary to you guys. Give these guys a big round of applause. How many is it, Jeff? 12 years. 12 years. So happy anniversary to you guys, Jeff and Rebecca. Happy anniversary. That was last Sunday and I missed it. Sorry for not wishing you then. One announcement, Family Fun Night. It's coming up this 20th. It's the missions team that's going to Brazil. We're putting it on. Should be a lot of fun for families. There's just going to be food and bingo and games and prizes and s'mores and a movie night, all sorts of things here at the church. Just bring your kids up. Have a blast. So just go online and register for that. And your homework. Discuss the ways that you are in community with your Christ family. So with your spouse this week, not here at the table, but discuss the ways that you're in community with your Christ family. Are you connected? I want you each to answer this because the answer could be drastically different. Are you connected as much as you want to be? Wife answers, husband answers, discussion continues. Okay? Yes, nod. Yes, very good. We're awake yet. All right. Enjoy some time at your tables, and we'll see you next week for the final part of Big Kids.